Hi, hello, how are you?
Fine, sir. I just wanted to check with you before I get on the phone on some possible congressional representatives on this India team. I think it would be a good idea, Mr. President, to have both the Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, I know that, and I would ask McCormick if Polk would be all right, or I'd ask Dirksen if Aiken would. Those would be the first two. Now, you may have some better changes. That's what I told Walt.
Well, I will check with them first. What I would suggest would be...
Who are the most influential? That's the important thing.
And then I would say that we could have in the House Bob Dole from Kansas.
Well, he'll want to sell him some weight, won't he?
Well, they'll have some pressure in that regard. Also, he's a pretty clear-headed fellow.
Wait just a second.
On the Senate side, a man who is by no means my favorite in the Senate, on that damn side, but Jack Miller from Iowa. Big bore, but commands some influence in Republican circles. And again, I think it would be conscientious in such an assignment.
That'd be good.
If we had a Republican and a Democratic from each, we could lay the groundwork, and I think it would pave the way to that resolution that I agree with you is necessary.
And I think we've got to get the leadership in before we make any more commitments. I want to get a... Wish you'd look for a good, tough, able guy that'll go along now. These damn Republicans are going to be in power. We can watch ourselves on this food for freedom thing. I don't want McGovern running anything else. He's got us screwed up. You see what he's done for us in South Dakota and Idaho and some of these damn fool liberal friends of ours. So let's just get some good, tough guys. And I don't know who you've got over there. I don't guess Floyd Breeding's big enough to run Food for Peace, is he? Not strong enough.
Well, we run this one now, Mr. President. If you think that I'm tough enough to do it, why, that's precisely what this bill makes me do. And if what I propose to do is, unless we're satisfied...
I thought that the State Department had it.
Hell no, they can't move a bushel out of here without my... That's why in that law, they can't...
Well, but you always come up recommending the giveaways.
No, I don't. I said, you get looked on the other side of the table on this, and I'm afraid that, I'm not afraid, that's the way the ball bounces, but I have come to be a pretty big son of a bitch, if you want to know the truth about the matter. Internally here, why, I'm not a very popular guy in the state circles. Because we've been pretty tough, and I propose now that we've got that law, as soon as it goes into effect on the 1st of January, that we run a hard look, and if these countries aren't doing what they should do in their own agriculture, I just say no. And the only one that overrules me on that is the president.
Well, I thought, though, that our tendency in agriculture was to give away all the food so we get bigger acreage allotments.
No, sir.
Well, Shields came down here and told me the day before yesterday they'd have $2 billion more next year. And I said, what for? And, well, not to feed our own people. Well, we've got to replenish stocks. I said, well, why? Well, we gave them away. I said, I thought we'd have plenty after we gave it away. That's what Dirksen and them asked. And he said, well, I know it, but you got to have $2 billion more. And I just can't do it. He wants a budget of $135 billion.
Now, we sold what we had. That was surplus. We got necessary reserves now. We're going to deplete them in part this year, and they're going to have to be restored in part. We can't have it both ways, and you know well what the varieties of weather and output can be in a year. We've got to be careful we don't run out ourselves. But we're not ladling any of this stuff anymore around the world. There's no more surplus. If you, and I know you've followed the papers, I've been lambasted because we've told the State Department that we had to cut back this year about 25% on the amount of grain to be allocated under PO 480. And they didn't like it, and aid didn't like it, but we made them swallow it, and their allocations are going forward on that basis.
You may be the man I need, State Department, and what you do is just, when you bring us something to approve on any more of this food for freedom business, you tell me what we get out of it. That's what I want to know. I know what we're going to give. You put that on one sheet, and then what we get on the next sheet. And then we'll see if we can straighten this thing out. And you go on and get to whoever you want, whoever suits you. Just be damn sure that they're objective, and they're fair, and they're hard, and they don't just come back here and say, I want another giveaway. And get them on over there as quick as you can.
I've got two men here, and very good ones. They're getting their shots and getting ready to go, and they'll be leaving over the weekend, and then I'm going to have Mrs. Jacobson herself, who is going to an attaché conference out in Malaysia anyhow, go out a week early after these boys have been there about 5 days to see what they've done.
All right.
I'll have a report on this on your desk. I'm shooting for the weekend of November 26th.
All right, just tell all of you covered over with Indians. Just say that this Congress, that they'll impeach a guy that gives away here unless they've kept their commitments, and you've got to go see if they kept them. That were made by Subterranean, Ms. Gandy, and the rest of them, and then we've got to sell our Congress on any further allocations. And then you just put out this morning instructions to all your people that the President says any future allotments, he wants to know what we give, and Exhibit A, he wants to know what we get. So let's evaluate that too. And I know the first sentence will be, we feed a lot of hungry children. I know that, so I don't need to be told. But just tell me what else we get out of it. Usually we just get kicked in the pants. That's what she does to us. She'll call old Tito over there or somebody else and just give us hell. Well, I don't want to write her foreign policy, but it looks like to me the least they could do is right before our election quit kicking us.
I couldn't agree with you more.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Waiting.